You're listening to Radio MD. She's a chiropractic holistic physician, best-selling author, international speaker, entrepreneur, and talk show host. She's Dr. Suzanne Bennett. It's time now for Wellness for Life Radio. Here's Dr. Suzanne.
Now, studies show that emotional, mental, financial hardship, and work stress can all lead to chronic health problems such as heart disease, obesity, dementia, and maybe even cancer. Between family stress and financial stress, and especially financial stress nowadays, it's really hard to find a way to take a step back and de-stress. Now, my next guest is here to share how it's absolutely vital that we start taking better care of ourselves if we want to live a more balanced and fruitful life. Dr. Nancy Simpkins brings with her 25 years of experience and has shared her expertise on the Today Show and with Dr. Oz. She joins me today to share the dangers of stress and how it can wreak havoc to our health and longevity. Welcome, Dr. Simpkins.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Now, in your experience, Dr. Simpkins, what is the highest form of stress today, you know, in modern times? Is it relationships, financial burden, environment, or is it something else?
No, I think, unfortunately, they show that the number one stress for most people is money.
Oh, it is money. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Unfortunately, I hate to have to say that, but that really is, you know, still everyone's number one concern is, will they have enough money for their family? Is their job providing enough? Do they need to have an extra job? You know, it really still is people's number one concern.
Yeah, so it's really about the survival still. A lot of us in America and across the globally, it's still about surviving, isn't it?
Exactly right. Which is, you know, an everyday stress for so many people. I mean, it's just it really begins to bother people, and it really plays into their everyday life and begins to affect their health.
Mm-hmm. You know, we all know that so many families break up because of that. Divorce rates much higher due to money issues, and they say it's probably the number one when it comes to divorce, isn't it?
Yes, that's exactly right. That's the number one issue for marriages, for families, and then, you know, for each individual person, it affects their health in different ways. I mean, some people just have minor problems with difficulty sleeping, or other people will have problems with bowel function, or other people will have problems with, you know, mildly raising blood pressure. But everyone has some physical manifestation if they have such intense stress.
Right. What is then the best way to mitigate it? How do you suggest we relieve stress? Because when it comes to money, it's very difficult to change overnight. But what can we do for our own bodies and our own spirit?
Well, you know, it's interesting, and I think each person has to find their balance in their life. But I think whatever relaxation technique you can do, whether that's learning how to do some sort of breathing, a yoga-type breathing, you know, in through the nose, out through the mouth, kind of counting to six, in and out, whether you could do that at your desk, whether you can do it at home, when you're driving, when you're commuting, that's very helpful. Or you can take some type of relaxation, yoga, meditation type of practice. Or if it's just a matter of you being able to talk it out, either with a friend, a family member, or a professional, whatever your needs are, people have to learn their own techniques. And at the end of the day, people have to have their wind-down routine, and that's really important to help people with their sleep.
That's great. That's such good advice. Now, in my book, The 7-Day Algae Makeover, I literally created the Chapter 7, which is the last day, on cleaning up your stress. And I talk about just what you're saying and how you need to connect with yourself and get some quiet time. But I also do what's called nature bathing. I don't know if you're familiar with that term, but nature bathing is going outside and being in nature, because the energy of the sun and the nature itself, plants and animals, can actually calm your nervous system down so you're more relaxed. What do you think about that?
I think all of those things are amazing. I mean, I tell people when they're really stressed at work, put your coat on, especially here in the Northeast lately, put your coat on and go outside and take a 5-minute walk. It clears your head. It makes you rementate better, and it puts aside all of those stresses for a few minutes and lets you kind of regroup. So I agree with you 100%. Just being outside, the natural light, and the idea of kind of being in nature is really a very healthy thing for most people.
Yes, and you, as you say, 5 minute walk just increases the oxygenation to our brain. And brain, I mean, when we think about stress and the brain, there's so much connection on how you will really deteriorate your brain from having stress. Can you speak about that a little bit?
Sure. I mean, I think that the brain has a certain amount of neurotransmitters, and those are the substances in the brain that help connect in the synapses to help you think clearly. So when you stress, change the ratio of what's going on in your brain, and you just don't think as clearly, you don't mentate as well, and you can't come to the right decisions because your brain is kind of flooded with the wrong neurotransmitters. So that's why it's important to sleep, it's important to eat healthy, and it's important to learn how to relax so that your brain can repair what it needs to repair.
Good point. When you say the wrong neurotransmitters, what are those that actually aggravate our mental capacities?
So, you know, like most people, the easiest one for people to know about is their cortisol levels. You know, that's what we call the fight or flight hormone. So when you are in a very stressful situation, your cortisol levels go up in your brain. That's really not so healthy. Those increased cortisol levels cause people to be very more stressed, eat more, sleep less, do all the wrong things. So if we don't learn how to relax, there will actually be a hormone in our brain that's causing us, you know, physical damage. So we really do need to learn how to get all that under control.
Right, right. The brain is so important. And there's an area called the hippocampus that ends up, the studies show that if you have too much cortisol, it will deteriorate the area and you will actually have a poor level of memory issues. And what I mean is that you're not going to be able to memorize and you end up getting dementia in the brain as well. That it's all inflammatory and cause dementia.
Yeah, I mean, they study these brains now on, you know, on PET scans and on nuclear scans, and they can actually look at the areas of the brain that are affected by all this. It's actually very fascinating, but it's also pretty frightening because you realize what chronic stress can do to people.
That's right. You know, when it comes to chronic stress, we got to address also the number one killer in America, which is heart disease. Tell us about how stress will affect our internal organs.
Well, it's really good that we're talking about it today because today is Wear Red Day for Women's Heart Disease Awareness. So it's great that we are not only speaking to the women in the audience, but to the men in the audience whose women matter to them. This is the day that we have to be aware of signs and symptoms of heart disease, and one of the number one risks of heart disease is chronic stress. It has been shown to elevate plaque in the coronary arteries, which eventually can lead to a heart attack or a stroke.
No, we don't want that. We don't want that. And so then we got to go back, regroup everyone. We got to talk about reducing our stress as Dr. Simpkins talks about the meditations, exercising, deep breathing, being outdoors and all that. Do you suggest taking medications at all? I mean, do you think that would be?
Well, what I say to my patients is I like to try the homeopathic techniques first. So I like to try lifestyle changes first. But if lifestyle changes are really not cutting it and we need a short course of medication, I don't have a problem with that. I have more of a problem leaving untreated stress because it can cause more harm in people.
Right. Well, we only have 30 seconds left. Gosh, you've gave us such great information, Dr. Simpkins. What's one thing that they can do right now for our listeners? What can they do today, right now, to help them reduce stress?
Put their sneakers on, put their coat on, go outside, take a walk, even if it's 5 minutes, with some deep breathing, and you will be fresh and much better off than you would have been without it.
Love it, love it. Thank you so much, Dr. Simpkins, for joining me today. To learn more about Dr. Simpkins' expertise in health topics, please visit my Wellness for Life show page on Radio MD. Until next time, this is Dr. Suzanne Bennett sharing natural strategies for ultimate health and wellness right here on Radio MD. Stay well.